Did you win? Slowly, 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 slowly. It probably went about as well, I guess, as we could have reasonably expected. We cleared a lot of the docket, which was good. My biggest fear was that somehow this case was going to get kicked back 6 months or to 2017. But it seemed like every single time the judges rolled on anything or talked to anybody, it seems like they think this is a bullshit case. I shouldn't say that, but they're kind of tired of the plaintiff antics. She said that if we go to trial, it would likely be July 2nd or August 8th. She said it would probably be one of those 2 days. But the depositions are forced now to happen within the next 10 days, which is good. So finally, that'll be done with. And then she said she expected their MSJ response 10 days after, which is nice because they never actually filed a response to our motion for summary judgment. She's very conscientious, I guess, of my legal fees because she said that she would let us know if we're going to trial or not. She said she expects to rule on the motion for summary judgment by end of May, early June. So that's good. What if Doe doesn't show for a depo within 10 days? She will. Otherwise, I don't know. The case might get tossed. She was pretty upset about the plaintiff because she just skipped her deposition. And the excuse they gave for it was ridiculous. And then even after skipping the deposition and not having a good excuse, when she said 10 days, the guy was still like, oh, well, my client is in Illinois. And so, you know, we don't know if she can make it. And she's like, the judge's like, she's got 10 days, figure it out. He's like, what about, can we have 5 more days? Like, bro. Is she forced to be deposed first? I don't know if there's like an order. I don't know if it matters much or not. Imagine Doe thinks she's already maximized damage on you. And if she thinks she can't win, couldn't she just drop it before the depo? I don't know what the penalty would be for just dropping the case or not. I'm not sure. Like if you would just drop it out of nowhere. I don't know if you can do that at this point. But I mean, I imagine she wants to drag it out to trial. She can, I guess, maybe. I'm not really sure. I don't know what they think. The judge Becerra, I think is how you pronounce it, was going over the thing. And she's like, it'll probably be, I don't know if she gave an estimate for how many days the trial would be. I think she said 2 or 3 days. And then my lawyer said 1 day. And then their lawyer was like, we think we're going to need 5 days, a 5-day trial. And the judge was like, what? And they're like, well, yeah, we have so many witnesses to call. The judge was like, 3 days max. And I'm like, okay.
Hey, congrats somewhat on the hearing.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Mostly good. I think Brettler did a really good job. I felt like it was that one part where he started just like going in and was like, there's an issue with subject matter jurisdiction. And the judge was like,
listen, he's a trial lawyer, okay? He's supposed to be bombastic, okay? What do you want him to say?
Well,
she was smiling.
He did good. Nine out of ten.
She was smiling. She was smiling when she said it. She was like, oh, "You can tone down the language a little bit." And then I think, it's, and then he used a different adjective to describe it. And she was like, "Thank you."
But, yeah, that was great. And it was like, it was funny where the judge was just like, not even like he does his spiel about subject matter jurisdiction. She didn't even touch it. She just was like, and so what we're gonna do? And I was like, yeah that sounds.
Well,
right.
I think because I mean, we need party depo or at the very least my deposition. Yeah. But
well,
then,
yeah, and whenever he was making the argument of like, well, we already had the hearing, I was like, this is a valiant effort that will never succeed. You know, he needs to make this argument. She will never.
Oh, yeah. Why do we
have
2 depositions? We already have an evidentiary hearing under oath, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, which listen, is a good argument.
That's my. He flew all the way out here. He better be making every goddamn argument he can, okay?
Yeah.
That's his fucking job. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I know you want me to be nice to the judge. I'm going to try to be nice to him. The 2 or 3 parts where it was like, seriously? Where she was like, this is a court where we don't litigate via sanctions, all right? So we're just gonna, you can just, we're just gonna dismiss the sanctions without prejudice. If you need to take up an issue, you can do it at the end of the trial after everything's over.
Sure. So
that was a little silly.
Well, no, so this is my perspective on it, okay? Is that right now, bro, now I had a second guy here who I won't dox or whatever, but who works in the, something down here. Yeah. The Southern District of Florida is like so swamped with cases. And I mean, you were on the call. You heard that even she was saying, like, I think she's got 2 civil cases for her. She's in the middle of a criminal trial right now. Like, they have so much stuff. My feeling, based on what other people told me, is that if this was like a much cleaner, like there wasn't a whole bunch of shit flying around right now, that there'd probably be a lot more negative of a response against the plaintiff side. But the fact is my guess is even if you're a clerk, right? You look at a docket, 250 fucking entries on a civil case like this. It just probably looks like both sides are just throwing shit back and forth. And then if somebody wants to rule 11 something based on like an exact fact that's put in a, then on her mind, she's like, bro, we can just litigate this at court or whatever. I doubt, like, if it was a more like formal argument of like, listen, we're not, this isn't going to be litigated at court. It's not even a relevant fact. The opposition put a notice, but like, I can't imagine she spent a ton of time pouring through the record on this one. Yeah.
I'm sympathetic on the pedo jacketing. I don't expect the court to like just like be like the slow down. We need to have this. Missing a deposition.
Oh, that
like
was
that, and not leveling punitive sanctions for that. I would never expect that to go that way. It, like in the middle of that, it is totally appropriate in the middle of litigation if someone fucks up a depo that bad for her to at least go, we're going to grant it to the extent that she needs to pay the fees now. And then if there needs to be anything further, then we can put it later. It's just, in my experience, that's how judges do not like letting that shit slide.
And they
But
tried to ask for
she runs her
more
court how she
time
wants.
even after the 10
That
day.
was that. Okay. It was insane to do that when they fucked up the
And didn't
depots
get
for
punished
the,
for it. And he was
yeah.
still,
And
oh
then,
my God.
and it's like, literally, these are fucking law professors. If there's ever a professor that is understanding that you have to go do a deposition in person, it's going to be a law professor. They'll let her go do it. I mean, it's going to be funny for her to explain what the lawsuit's about to her professors, because they're definitely going to ask. So that'll be
Nah, she can
interesting.
just fly
But
down on a weekend. That was a bullshit excuse. She's fucking tweet. You can go look at her Twitter. She's tweeting like fucking 3 a.m. and going through fucking Reddit threads. She has time to
I told
come down
you.
to her home state and do a fucking deposition,
Well,
okay?
she has time to do Twitter spaces. She can do depo through Twitter
Yeah,
spaces. But I
true.
don't know about anything else. But I mean, no, like I think that the sanctions thing, I was like, really? Like and also to be clear, like the depo sanctions, like the sanctions regarding the depots, that wouldn't be a very complicated. Like they literally discussed it. Like there's not much more to it. You guys got a CNA. You guys were at the depo. She heard their excuse. There's not really a reason to delay it other than she just, like you said, she just wants to move things along, which whatever, that's fine. The part where she was like, she like chewed them out for not responding to the MSJ. That was like, it was funny because it was like, she does that and then goes, and so we're going to give you more time to respond. And
Well,
I was like,
that's just
wow.
court, bro. I mean, look at all the Trump shit. Like, so I noticed that you guys aren't releasing people when I'm telling you to from habeas claims. I noticed that you guys aren't following through on any of my orders. What's going on? And they're like, well, we don't know. ICE isn't communicating with us. And the judge is like, it's like the meme, like, okay, well, our entire economy is failing. Everything around the world is fucked. $10 billion more to Israel, right? It's like that meme. It's like, okay, well, none of the litigators are following our orders. Nobody's responding to subpoenas. You have 2 more weeks to comply. It's like, but hey, listen, whatever, I'm not gonna complain.
It's
No,
just funny for a judge
I do
to
agree.
on the
It's
record say you didn't respond to an MSJ.
that is
And
kind of
like,
wild. I don't know why.
yeah.
Well,
If
I
she had
know
said,
why, but yeah.
yeah, if she had said something along the lines of like, this discovery request, well, no, but she even on the record was like, your arguments for why the 56D was
Was
filed don't
somehow,
make sense.
yeah.
She's like, you don't need party
Because
depositions
it's
to respond to
AI.
this MSJ.
Yeah, it's AI. All of the shit they've been, I think around halfway through this
Dude.
court case, you can see the
No,
writing style changed a lot. And
don't,
then
dude.
what?
The most recent one, 238. I was going through it with somebody, and it was like, this is so clearly AI. Like, even just the formatting, you can tell it's AI. Like,
Sure.
and I know we know it is, but like, this one is like the most flagrant. It's insane. But yeah, that was wild. And then, yeah, I just heard just like being like, let me just take a minute to talk about my schedule with y'all. It was very funny to me because it's like, that's when I could tell. I was like, yeah, this person is under a lot. Like,
Yeah.
she's having to deal with shit. But I will say, not to gas you up too much, her saying, I want to get the MSJs in and I'm going to rule on it by the end of May, June.
Yeah.
And if it's just going to be summary judgment, I'm going to take it off of the schedule. That is a very, very good
Yeah, she
signal from the
seemed
judge.
yeah, she
That is an
seemed
incredibly good signal.
Yeah, she seemed to want to kick things along pretty quickly. Yeah, because she was like, I think it's we
Well,
have a 10-day deadline for depots, and then 10 days after that,
definitely.
the MSJ. And she said she'd probably rule on it at end of May, early June to let me know ahead of time if I had to prepare for trial, even, which was a nice thing to hear. Yeah.
And Brett, they're going in person, judge. These are going to be in person depots. That was
Oh,
great.
I
I
leaned
love,
over and I was
yeah.
whispering after Andrew asked, because I was whispering to the co-counsel, and I was like, can you write down and make sure that he asks that it has to be in person? Because I had a fear. I'm so glad that somebody brought it up or came up. I think the other side it came up, because I didn't want to leave that courtroom with them emailing. It's like, okay, well, Pixie's available for a call in 2 days, and the judge didn't actually specify if we have to do it. Oh my God, yeah.
No, exactly. Like that's like he fucking delivered there, dude. Yeah, to me, the judge saying that stuff about like if this, that, or the other, that means that the judge right now is looking at the MSJ going like, okay, I'm gonna grant this, but I don't want to
Get overruled because he didn't do
deprive.
party depots, yeah.
Yeah, and
Because
I
that
don't
appeal
and
would be
and.
so, yeah, that would just be crazy, yeah.
And then also, since you're doing party depots, you might as well get the response. Then there's no like, we didn't get a chance to respond, blah, blah, blah. Like, it is a full, like, just get through the procedure. But, like, yeah, whenever they were like, how many days do you need for trial? And they were like,
Five
five.
days? What do you
Dude. And
have? And he named two witnesses. What did he even? He had the weirdo
Brettler.
expert witness, and then.
Is he even an expert, dude? Brettler going in like, he's not an expert, Your Honor.
That
He's
was funny.
not.
I didn't
He
know you
just
could just be
copied
that.
Kiwi Farms. Yeah. He copy-pasted Pee Wee Farms.
Like, dude, the judges. My lawyer's trying to sound like a fucking terminally online dude. The judge is like, what the fuck is a Kiwi farm? Is he a farmer? What the fuck does that even mean?
That was insane. And then whenever Brentlin is just like, oh, judge, it's like 1 to 2 days. We each have one witness. Like, yeah. He was like so exasperated. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Because about like every part of this, like I've asked them, we're like, is there, like every time I start to ask them a question, it's like, what does it mean? And they're like, we have no idea. We've never seen a 56D reply to an MSJ before. We have no idea what that means. We've never seen somebody just like skip their deposition. We don't know what happens at this point. Yeah.
The amount of research I've had to do to comment on this case is so stupid. Like I'm doing more work on this than like actual like Supreme Court opinions. It's like, Jesus, what the fuck is happening? I'm sure, like, I feel bad for this judge because they also have to, like, balance all this where it's like, because, I mean, like, think about it. Like, if you fuck something up and the judge comes down on you really hard and then it goes to the appeals court's like, actually, there was a way to do it. We just haven't done it in 90 years. So this judge fucked up, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I am sympathetic in that regard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude. Jesus.
Well, I'm curious what they're expecting. Get hyped for depos. Because I've done, like, there's so much of me. She had so many girls talking to her. I've produced so many fucking chat logs. Everybody's leaked every fucking thing about me on the internet. I just don't understand what they're... And, like, even on Kiwi Farms, and, I've seen other people saying, like, oh, yeah, when Destiny gets deposed, it's over for him. Initially, it was like, oh, when he gets sued and all these girls come forward, it's over for him. And then it was like, when he goes through discovery, it's going to be over for him. And now it's, when he gets deposed, it's going to be over for him. Like, what do they think... Like, what can you possibly think is going to come out in the deposition that we haven't already covered a million times over? Meanwhile, her getting deposed, that's going to be a breakdown event for her. Like, that's going to be...
Well, exactly.
Like, he was saying we were going to be done with it in 4 or 5 hours. I think that's going to be an 8-hour depo, and I think she's going to have multiple cry breaks because it's going to be a brutal deposition for her. That's going to be an insanely brutal deposition.
Also, think about how many times she's going to say, like. I mean, that's going to take forever. But
good one,
the fucking...
All of us showing up with the largest glasses of water. Yeah. Just kidding.
No, well, because think about this. Like, at the hearing, you guys both provided testimony and were crossed. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Brentler was right. Nothing's really changed in the sense of like
on my
what
side,
that testimony
yeah.
would be. Yeah. Yeah. But if you think about it, you guys have had the chance to depose a certain number of witnesses that are associated with her who have all said things that now y'all can go to her and say,
what about this? What about this? What about this?
They said this stuff. What do you have to say about it?
Yeah.
And it's going to be brutal because like,
because there's not going to be any like character impeaching nothing has changed on my end. Meanwhile, yeah, on her end, like, so why did you lie to Lauren about this?
Well,
why did you lie
to
your ex about this? Why did you lie? What?
Now they're going to show that you truly did know that Solo was not a minor, but was your actual agent and go-between to
My go-between.
You needed somebody to act as, you know, your water
so
carrier.
So I could be the John. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But like, dude, I swear to God, like it's that, like reading that was the funniest thing where they're like, actually, he was a go-between.
Yeah. And
it's like,
which basically makes it the same thing. Yeah.
I told it to Moot yesterday where it's like so funny because like whenever anybody talks about like, you know, child sexual assault and stuff, it's always like, oh, this is like a strict liability. So like, as long as you intended the act, not even knowing their age, it's like, well, in this case, he intended to send it to an 18-year-old, and then he did send it to somebody that was over the age of 18.
Yeah, it's so, all, their arguments the on that are just about? All like so, not to mention the fact that none of this is even relevant to any of the elements of the Cardi statute at all. It's all just pedo-jacketing bullshit, yeah. But
yeah, no,
good
dude,
times, good memes.
It's crazy.
There is a world where
get deposed by Joan via Zoom. Do you think she's going to Zoom call you and depose you?
No, I think she'll show up for that one. I think she'll show up for that one. Because they've shown up for their single deposition, right? For the poor girl, the Rose girl. But that's the only one she's been in person for. So I'm sure they'll show up for mine. I'm definitely going to Pixie's. Hell yeah. I'm pretty sure I have a right to be there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, I don't... Yeah. I don't know. Man, we were... I'm really glad you guys fought to get her to not be anonymous at trial. That was so like, I don't know. I think it's like
it's an abuse of the because
the trials that I've seen where like people have not been allowed to be anonymous and like the context of those trials where it's like really like this we need it for this and like not even looking at her like out of court statements and all that stuff and the amount of attention she's drawing to herself. Not even talking about that. Just like. The nature of this trial, it needing to be like anonymous at trial is It's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, and like, I think I agree with the underlying rationale of the Cardi statute that allows you to proceed under pseudonym if you're bringing a private cause of action just because of the nature of the material. Like, how many women would never pursue a court case? Because, like, think about it. Like, if it's revenge porn and you don't want people to know about it, but you're going to sue somebody and then plaster your name all over it. Well, but I mean, the facts of this case kind of fuck all of that up because, one, she has put her name all over it just using an online name. And then, two, she's publishing the fucking URLs and the search terms in the goddamn complaint so people can go look it up, which is just unbelievably crazy to me.
Well, it's that, and then it's also, it's just like, it's all right, maybe I'm too jaded from like seeing the like way worse trials, but it's like, for me, whenever it's like, even if it's like this person didn't want it to be public, but it's like, these are all like consensual acts, they're not like extreme acts, they're not things that are like so crazy that they would like truly destroy a person. It's like,
sure, I've seen people that like, yeah,
I feel like rape victims that didn't get to be anonymous. Like, it's like, like, it's so, it's kind of silly to me.
No, that's true. Yeah. And I think I don't even know if this is a federal rule yet or if it varies state by state, where I think even child rape victims, I think you still have a right in some states to confront them directly on the stand. They might have special exceptions.
There's certain rules around it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, whenever your child's giving testimony, there's like a whole bunch of caveats, but like, children's names are like, they just use at trial, they sometimes will use their names. They just put their initials in the record.
Sure.
And then like, especially if it's like the person's an adult now, that also is kind of a harder fight. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That whole thing is like, it's really crazy.
Yeah. Getting to label yourself as a Jane Doe in a case like this is pretty silly, I think. Yeah.
Well, and also like, then whenever you take into account all of her behavior, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm really excited for, like, I hope it gets done in summary judgment, but at the same time, like, if it doesn't, dude, the pretrial conference is gonna be insane. Like, I might go to the courthouse for that one. Like, that's some, like,
I don't mind if, like, the summary judgment, I just hope the judge writes a lot on it if I do win at summary judgment. Otherwise, I mean, like, if she says she's going to rule on the MSJ, if it ends up being early June, she said if she said late May or early June, I mean, like, if the trial could have been on July 3rd anyway, I mean, like, because obviously it looks better for me to win at trial, I think, than an MSJ. Well, but, I mean, as long as she writes enough on the MSJ, like, I'm happy with it, yeah, I guess.
I no longer think that there's, like, based on her statements today, I do not think there's a scenario in which she goes, fuck it, the jury's right there, let's just go to trial. I don't see a scenario.
That's true. And she does seem busy, yeah. Yeah, she was really encouraging. Oh, and I'm glad she called them out, too, on their fucking... These guys file so many Twilight Hour motions, where it's like, like one day or the day of, I think, like, discovery closing, they're like, we need to actually keep this open. And it's like, bro, what, you didn't know? You didn't know 8 months ago that I had an ex-wife in Sweden that you could have... But why did you wait so long for all of us? And they're like, well, we were waiting for a protective order to file any discovery, to do anything? What? Stupid,
dude. That was and it's a thing where I think we discussed a little bit about just their continuance motion for the trial itself, where it was like, none of the problems they bring up exist at this point that didn't exist months ago when they could have filed.
Yeah,
right? And courts are very aware of that and they pay attention to it, and so it's very silly whenever they bring this up. And the judge was like, I don't want to push this back, but like, unfortunately we have to. And it's like, yeah, well, I mean, I guess you kind of have to, but at the same time, like, shit, judge, you could have just fucking been mean to her. But it's like, yeah, it's silly. As far as like depots go, so like it was interesting whenever we were talking about, because like, if you think about it, y'all stayed because they were saying like, oh, they stayed Destiny's depot, so like, we should be allowed to do it, right?
Yeah.
And it's just they are correct, like the judge is correct legally in that. However, it is the weirdest thing in the world to stay a deposition and then wait 6 months to reschedule.
Yeah, that's the issue, like, for a lot of this stuff. It's been timing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So like a lot of how many of these motions were dismissed basically as moot because it's just been so long, and yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to stay this deposition, and maybe in 7 months we'll know whether or not we're actually going to do it. It's like, okay. Yeah, I'm so happy.
And then on top of that, like, a lot of plaintiffs' motions are like, actually, we aren't wrong for doing this, because you shouldn't grant these motions we're asking for whenever the plaintiff hasn't been diligent, and we've totally been diligent. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, it's like you're saying with these Twilight motions and things like that, and then like filing shit after deadlines. Like, not only like is the MSJ overdue, the continuance is filed after pretrial motions should be filed. Like, it, like they're just not, they're just lying about shit, and it's just very silly. And I was talking to somebody who was like, this is maybe the most unprofessional attorney I've ever seen.
Mm. Yes, and also, wait, why the fuck is this Carlos litigation firm, why are they even involved in this? Because I thought initially, because I don't know why, I assumed that Joan was from Puerto Rico or something, or I feel like I looked at that in the beginning of this case, but like, she's not, she's registered to practice and everything in Florida, she has a Florida office, she doesn't have a pro hoc vice.
Well, one second.
What?
She's doing pro hoc vice not to Florida, she's doing it to this district in Florida, so she's probably barred in Florida, but she's probably not part of the federal bar for that district. For federal courts, you have to be part of the federal district bar of that court.
Oh, damn.
So she's probably not bar. She's probably not a part of that bar. She says Carlos people, they probably practice in federal court, and they have, and they're barred to be in that district. Yeah. Okay. So, but you are making a good point of, if you are in Florida, it actually is weirder that you are doing this poorly. Like, if you're truly out of state and not familiar with this stuff, fine. But it's like, no, you practice in Florida. Like, at the very least, you should understand the norms and like care about your reputation and stuff like that, because this is where you work. So yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's truly the most just like burning your house down to stay warm kind of situation, where it's like,
well, the Joan Schlump Peters is just a fucking family mob lawyer. I don't think she gives a fuck about her reputation. I don't know about the Carlos, his litigation firm. I don't know what their relationship is or why they agreed to.
If you're just, you know, pro hoc viching, you know, if you're just that person for somebody, you rarely is it going to blow back on you, even if they're acting out of pocket and stupid. That being said, they are appearing for the hearings.
But, yeah, because they're... Joan won't show up for anything, which is so weird. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. And then Pixie not showing up for anything. Nobody. Yeah, I don't know, man.
She's got school and finals.
When are finals? Are finals now at the end of April? Is that?
You can maybe get finals like, you know, last couple of days of April, but usually what happens is April, you finish out that last week, and then they give you like 2 weeks to study, mm-hmm. and then you'll start law school finals like around like the, you know, like a week into May, and then it'll last for about a week and a half,
yeah.
depending on. But also, like, if you need to reschedule a final, that's like the easiest thing in the world in law school. That's like, and that judge knows, everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Bullshit to try and act like you can't. If anything, she's gonna get more time to study. So, but yeah. No, it's, whew, well, I mean, I just want to say real quick, other than the sanctions not being ruled on, mm-hmm. I literally predicted all of this, chat, 100% vindicated. That's why I'm fucking the DGG lawyer, all right?
Wow.
That's me, all right?
Down to
I called
the date
all this shit.
For everything.
Yeah.
Technically, right. They did rule. She denied them without prejudice, so also on the
rules. Yeah. Levels. Yeah.
But, I love that they just like fucking... file a rule 11 against just because we filed one too. I just feel like
I
don't know.
I brought that up to somebody.
You're
going to
sanction me? Well, I'm going to sanction you back for the same thing or whatever. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I brought that up to somebody else, and they like another lawyer, and they just like looked at me like, wait, what did they sanction them for? I was like, oh,
for
filing
sanctioning
the sanctions.
Them?
Yeah. And then they were like, well, did they reply to the sanctions? I said no. And they're like,
they don't need to, bro. It's cross 11s, bro. What do you mean? Yeah. Of course. Of course
dueling,
you're going to fire back.
Dueling 11s.
Yeah, why not?
So, yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. Then, let me see. So here's the hard part.
You could actually argue, though. Yeah, you could argue that strategically, maybe it's working to shit up the docket. Because, like,
yeah.
If that 11 had been sitting there on its own, maybe she looks at it a little bit more seriously, you know? But now it's, like, cross 11s and all this other shit. She's like, guys, just Jesus fuck, just figure it out.
Oh, yeah. No, this is 100% a tactic.
Sure.
You totally do that shit.
My question is, why haven't they dismissed this case and refunded you your court costs? Because there's a whole process you got to go through. That's why.
Refunding court costs. Yeah, that's a very funny thing to say, Chatter.
Well, Andrew told me that early on, because I'd always heard that, like, oh, you just get lawyer fees, sue for lawyer fees. That was one of the very first things he told me. He was like, if you really want to go all the way with this, everybody pays their court costs in America. you never get lawyer fees back. Yeah, there has to be, like, some exceptional shit on that.
It's, especially in federal court. In federal court, it is like, fuck off. We don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, the one thing I would say about the MSJ is, like, I appreciate that the judge said 10 days for depots, 10 days for a response.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did we get to refile our MSJ?
No, it was 10 days to do the depositions, then 10 days for you guys to, like, the MSJ if you wanted. And then 5 days after that.
Well, so it was 10 days for the depots, 10 days for Pixie to respond.
Was it?
I think it was five days for them to respond after the 10 days where they can redo their MSJ if they want.
Okay.
For us, too, because they didn't even file an MSJ, did they?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't file it. So it's, but then there's probably going to be a reply and a server reply that might delay shit because you all love to just.
We love to shit in the talk and talk and talk, you know?
Yeah. Fucking legal fees constantly. But I'm wondering if they already have the MSJ order written.
What do you mean? Westlaw AI has always got an MSJ ready to go, bro.
No. I mean, it's like, I wonder if the judge already has, like, already basically has an outline or something written, and it's just like, let's see if anything comes up, and if I need to change anything, and if not, I'll just drop it in May.
Hmm.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, looking back over your MSJ, it's like, it's pretty painful to try and see how they're going to even address any of it. But,
yeah.
You know, knowing you, I've seen you in, you know, stressful situations and stuff like that, you break pretty easily. So,
oh yeah. Wait, what am I going to break? Yeah. Oh, on the deposition where I'm just going to suddenly just start. I actually,
I am so low.
Oh.
I actually checked her. I actually did ask her ID. I do have her ID. True. I have a copy of it.
The only reason I was talking to anybody was because I thought every single person was underage. That's the only thing I cared about.
Pixie was underage.
Oh, that's the only reason I was. Yeah, exactly. Video games.
Yeah,
stop.
We saw the name of the Google Drive. It said all of my pedophile videos.
True.
Yeah. So, all right, I'll let Zip take over. I have to get back to my real job.
Okay.
Hey, congrats again.
Thanks.
Also, you look really cute in your suspenders.
Thanks, buddy. Be careful.
Oh, he looked cute in this suit too. You should have seen him.
So jealous. Bye.
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 Okay.
So you wanted me to take over. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know what else I was going to discuss.
I think you guys went over it a bit.
Yeah. Was there anybody else there besides you two, you and the other guy? Like
I think
the
it was just us.
Audience?
In the gallery, there was a couple people, but they seemed like they just worked there. Like
gotcha.
So, okay. I don't think there was anybody else that was stalking or anything.
Cool. Well.
Okay. I'll head out. Just wanted to let people know. Yeah, I was there again.
Good job.
I'm that guy, okay? All right.
Well, thanks a lot. Be careful.
Bye.
Do you think there's a good chance you'll be able to have her pay compensation for your lawyer fees since the lawsuit is so blatantly frivolous? I have no idea about any of that, guys. I would have to sue her again at the end of this, which, I mean, I'll consider, but it's a matter of, like, I still would like to sue the actual crazy, horrible fucking person, like the solo guy. I would still like to sue him, and then suing her would mean a whole other however many long year, 2 years over, you know, bullshit. I'm not sure.